It's time for the truth. Will you join me in this study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful day. We're in the book of Numbers as we continue the study through this book, and we're just kind of picking out some of the chapters as we do kind of a survey through the book of Numbers, getting on to Joshua. Numbers chapter 14, and we're going to begin with the 16th verse today, Numbers chapter 14, verse 16. So please that you open your Bibles to that chapter and verse. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, you can write to us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Again, Numbers chapter 14, and we're going to begin with the 16th verse. Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even unto now, the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you, and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil generation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurs of the children of Israel, which they murmured against me. Say unto them, As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which I will that ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, in this wilderness. Your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil generation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who turned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report into the land died by plague before the Lord. but Joshua and Caleb, which were of the men that went to search the land, live still. And Moses told these sayings unto the children of Israel. And the people mourned greatly, and they rose up early in the morning, and gat them up unto the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here, and will go up into the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses says, Wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be smitten before your enemies. And the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, smote them, and discomfited them even unto Horam. What a sad, sad reading of Scripture. Let's begin with prayer now. Father, we thank you that we can come together and enjoy this time. It is such a blessing and a reward to open your word and enjoy it. Please, that you'll just guide and lead us today through your precious word. There's so much to learn here of listening unto the promises of God and standing upon them no matter what the odds seem to be. Father, please, just guide and lead us. The folks today that have come to the conclusion by their own thinking that they do not need to come by faith to you, Lord Jesus, that personal relationship, that there doesn't have to be a point in time in their life that they have invited you into their heart to save them, but it's just kind of a universal salvation. That's a teaching of man and not the teaching of your precious truths. And so please, dear Father, today show us how serious it is that we listen to you concerning salvation and concerning our lives. Please, that you guide and lead us now and bring those that are lost to you, that they'll recognize their sin and they'll come. Please, dear Lord, that happen today. Now, please, guide and lead us as we have this study today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a wonderful study. You know, as we look through these verses of Scripture, we kind of started at a strange place there because the Lord was not able to bring this people in. That statement was brought about because the people of Israel had sent in 12 spies. 10 said that they are too large, we cannot take it. We can kind of go back into the 13th chapter and find those verses of Scripture. And it starts with the 26th verse, and they brought the report out, they brought the fruit out. And they said, without question, it is flowing with milk and honey, verse 27. Verse 28, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwelt in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea, by the coast. And Caleb could see what was going on here. He could see the direction that was taken, and it wasn't good because they were beginning to complain and murmur and think they can't take the land. And Caleb stilled the people there in verse 30, and he said, let us at once go up and take the land. And instead of that, why, you know that the majority won, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, and the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And so as we look at this, we saw giants. They were as slight as we are as grasshoppers to them, and that's what looked like when we looked at them. They were monsters, and there's no way we can take it. And the congregation, in the beginning of verse 14, lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the people of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said, "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness." And so, and it just continues there in verse 3, and as we had this past time that we were together, and it is so important as we look at these verses of Scripture and see them and enjoy them, it's so important that we don't miss an opportunity to realize that when God says something, when God says it, we need to stand up on it and not back away, but just realize that when God said it, it's right and it's true, and no matter what the odds, we can take care of it. And so please that you look to the ways of the Lord and listen to what he has to say. Well, the congregation, all the congregation bade stone them with stones, as they suggested. Joshua and Caleb suggested to go up and take the land. Verse 3 again says, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Now, you'll notice over here that those verses of Scripture make an equal comment to that. So in just a minute, we will get there. But now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, what has happened here in the latter verses, we know that God has passed judgment upon these people, and he just wants to say, Moses, I will start a line through you, and so you just forget it, because it is, you know, these people have murmured and murmured and murmured, and I've had it with them, and so let them, I'll just destroy them. And then what's going to happen here is I will draw a people out of you, and you can go into this promised land. Well, that's where we're at here. But Moses then stands up and says, then the Egyptians shall hear it, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of these will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able. You get the point? We've gotten all to this place to finally say that God, it says, God is not able. And that's not true at all. We know that God is able, and we're going to watch him work here in just a second. So now we begin. Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Now that's Moses speaking to the Lord on behalf of the people. He is saying, if you do not deliver these people, then the world, people, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou bearest up this people in thy might from among them. And so, God, you were able to deliver this people out of Egypt, but you were too weak to put them and bring them into the promised land. And, Lord, we don't want that to be said. We don't want those words to go forth. And so please, dear Lord, just you've got to bring them in. You just have to. You've got to. And so, pardon, I beseech thee. And so then we come down here, and we get to the words of the Lord now, because, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. We're going to find many times, and already have many times, that Moses comes and intervenes between. Moses is a kind of a high priest, even though Aaron was the high priest. He is the one that goes, is the go-between. And as our Lord Jesus is our high priest, and he is our go-between, because we are sinners and lost. And Jesus came down here, and he died for us and took our sin away. And then if we come by faith to him and have this personal relationship with him, and I just can't not impress with that, because sad to say, most places and churches today do not have realized, do not recognize that you need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. There's a time that when the word is proclaimed, that your heart is stirred and you recognize your sin, you recognize Jesus as your Savior, and you invite him into your heart. And that's a day that you'll never forget. And so please, that you know Jesus as your Savior. And so and then from that time on, we can go immediately to God the Father, but it is through the Son, through the Lord Jesus. And so any time that that old devil points a finger at us, at something we've said or something we've done, why, the Lord Jesus says, Father, look, we see none of those sins because my blood covers them, because they have come by faith to me, and I hope that you've done that. And so here we have a very similar situation with Moses going between the people and the Lord, and the people don't really even care. They don't even realize how bad of shape that they're in when they have turned against the Lord. But they are. They're in sad, sad shape here. Now listen to see what the Lord has to say. I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, this is verse 21, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, have tempted me now these 10 times. So there is 10 times here that the Lord is specifically pulling out and holding them accountable for. 10 times you have said to me that why did you bring us out of Egypt just to die? And so, you know, they fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Look at verse 3. I explained last time we were together that those are cowards. They're just using their wives and their children as crutches. They're chicken. They've got no faith. They will not stand on the Lord. And because of that, then they bring their wives and their children into the pictures. Well, you're putting our wives and children into harm's way. We don't care for ourselves, but they're liars, because they do. They're looking out for their own neck, and they lack the faith that they should have to look unto the Lord and to trust him and to walk after him. Now that we have looked to see what the people have done, Joshua and Caleb are the only two that are eliminated from this because they have held true to it. The Lord just wanted to destroy them, but Moses stood in the go between them, and he's come out now with these precious words and these wonderful words, and says, "Please, I just beg you, Father, that for your name, for your sake, not for these people." You understand, he is calling for those people, but Moses has the heart of God, and he says, God, you're the one that's important here. And they're going to say that you could deliver them out of Egypt, but you couldn't deliver them into a land that you had promised them. And so he calls for them, for the Lord to pardon them, and the Lord does in verse 20. And then he continues here, And again, I read these verses a couple times over because they're so precious. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. They didn't have faith enough when they saw the giants and saw the walled cities to know God can deliver them. They didn't have enough sense after they murmured here the first time, verse 32, and they brought up an evil report of the land. That's in verse 32 of chapter 13. And then when Caleb and Joshua, with Aaron and Moses, had rent their clothes, begging the people's forgiveness, they took up, but all the congregation bade stone, that they stoned them with stones. And so you see, they had not just one chance, but they had a second chance to say, "Oh God, we're sorry. We're sinners. Please forgive us. Forgive us of the sin that we have committed here in unbelief. And please, dear Lord, that you will lead us and you'll guide us and you'll show us your way and will. And we'll accept it. We'll take the land, and we thank and praise you, and we do honor and glorify you." You see, even though men are wicked, there is still an opportunity for God to be glorified. And so we find here that they have crossed that line 10 times. Now, how many times have you refused the Holy Spirit as he has spoken to your heart about salvation, about being saved? How many times have you turned against him? 10 times? I don't know how many times and how many opportunities you're going to have to be saved, to trust in the Lord. I have no idea. But please don't tempt him. Because these people did. Every time that there was always some that died, usually the ringleaders, they died. And we're going to find that at the end of the chapter here, we find that the ringleaders of this, the 10, Caleb and Joshua were the only two. The other 10 died. They died of a plague almost immediately, and I'm sure all knew that it was because of their disobedience. But we look at these verses of Scripture here. We find that God is very, very patient. But there is a limit to his patience. And they did not mourn over their sin. And so here comes the judgment. And so we find in verse 23, "Surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." What a beautiful promise. "Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow you turn the other way, and you get into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake to Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil generation, evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which murmur against me." He's about to set a deadline. Everyone over the age of 20, from 20 years old and upward, so from 19 years old and down, will be spared. But from 20 years old and up, those that refuse to trust in the Lord, those that refuse to watch and look the right way and look to the paths that was the almost golden streets that was given them to walk into this promised land. Instead of that, they chose unbelief. And I'm afraid that many of you are making that same choice today. You're saying, Larry, I go to church faithfully. I work very hard in church, but my preacher, my church, does not speak of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, does not speak of a one time that you ask Jesus into your heart and that you know it, and the Spirit of God comes to live within you. And probably that same place doesn't speak of a place called torment or the lake of fire where you're going to spend eternity if you refuse Jesus. Well, these people, they thought they were fine, but God set a time limit, and none of them were going to see anybody 20 years old and upward was not going to see the land. Let's look at, continue here. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, verse 27, which murmur against thee? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmured against me. And it speaks of here of 10 specific times that they did. And then verse 28, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. You know, that's what they said, isn't it? He says, you know, do we just come up here to fall by the sword? Well, you will fall. And so we find here, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb and Joshua. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of days in which ye searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. Oh, such a sad, sad day. Such a sad day. And you know that the sad thing is, too, that many folks, they live in this life and without the Lord Jesus, they have no hope, they have no promise. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. If you come by faith to Jesus and you trust in Him today and begin to serve Him and to walk with Him, to search His Word, you find a fellowship that preaches His truth and has a desire to see souls saved and follows the Word of God. When you do that, you will be in the promised land. You have went into where there is milk and honey. A lot of people think that that's heaven. That's not heaven at all. The promised land is a Christian's walk upon this earth. We still have battles. They had to battle their way when they took the land. There was a constant battle with the enemies on the outside as they possessed the land. But we find here the Lord fought those battles. And we also find that most folks, even folks that get saved, you see, these people came through the Red Sea. They trusted the Lord that far. They came through the Red Sea. But then unbelief took over once again, over again and again. And so we see now that most believers, sad to say, are in the wilderness. And they just wander around through this old wilderness. You know, this isn't our home. But if you do not search the Word of God and surrender your life and heart to the Lord, you're just meandering through this wilderness. You don't even get to the promised land. And again, the promised land is not heaven. The promised land is a place that has many blessings that the Lord wants to hand us, flowing with milk and honey, as it says. But most are just remain in the wilderness, just meandering around. There's going to be a time that my home is heaven, but it's not going to be like the promised land. It's going to be perfect. And I'm looking forward to a day to be with my Savior. but from 20 years old and upward, which murmured against me. Their carcasses, that's the way God spoke about them. He didn't say their bodies. He said their carcasses shall die in the wilderness. Please, my friend, trust in Jesus as your Savior. Look to Him today. Trust in Him. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?